Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You know, last year in Kansas City, we had 150 homicides.
About 40% of those cases in Kansas City remain unsolved. Many are considered cold. A heartbreaking reality for dozens of Metro families.
You fall apart, you're in denial. You want to know what happened, and nobody has the answers.
Each victim has a unique story in life and in death, with friends, family, detectives, and prosecutors all fighting for justice. Just one tip could solve the case.
We'd like to know why she's not here now.
We are joining the case to get answers. This is Fox 4 Problem Solvers Crime Files, the podcast. I'm Kara Small. Sirens tore into the silence of a Kansas City neighborhood early the morning of September 9th. It was nearly 3 a.m. on a Sunday. Summer was finally releasing its steamy grip on the city as the weather transitioned from the 90s earlier that week all the way into the 70-degree temperatures of fall. But those sirens didn't care about the morning hour or the temperature outside. Just like the person responsible for the crime seemingly didn't care that he or she left a broken body in the street. When officers with the Kansas City Police Department arrived near 81st and Truce, they found a badly injured woman named Amber Fellows. This time, the weapon used in her homicide wasn't a gun or a knife. It was a truck. Police say specifically a black Chevy Silverado. Officers know this because they found evidence, possibly pieces of the truck's front grille, in the street near her body. Fellows later died at the hospital. As the crime techs showed up to collect evidence, homicide detectives began investigating the personal level of the crime. They quickly learned that Fellows lived in the area. Then they called her family to deliver the devastating news of her death. This is Karen Thompson, Amber's sister.
And then I got that call at 6 in the morning. And, well, you know the rest. You fall apart. You're in denial. You want to know what happened, and nobody has the answers. In that area, people would walk by you. They would think you're drunk or whatever, and leave her there. I talked to several people, and I got more information in that first 24 hours than I really wanted. But it doesn't make it hurt any less that somebody would hit a human being, not just my sister, but any human being, and keep going and not tell anybody and leave her laying there. Did she suffer? That's the question. Did she lay there alive? And so on. So there's a million questions you ask yourself, a million things you did or didn't do.
Detectives talked to people too, including Karen and other members of Amber's family. They discovered Amber had two teenage sons and that she'd struggle with bipolar disorder. Her sister Karen also explained to detectives that Amber had limited vision and was nearly blind thanks to juvenile arthritis.
Her eyesight failed quickly. And because of that, she had gotten a dog, Adonis, that she was having them train him to be her service dog. And she was careful. She didn't go out at dark because she couldn't see without either the dog or a trusted companion. It was kind of funny when they said she was out at 2 o'clock in the morning by herself. That's impossible. She was way too careful.
That's why Karen still thinks the circumstances surrounding her sister's death seem odd. She says she can't understand why Amber didn't have her trusted dog with her, or why she was outside of that time of night by herself. Karen says that Amber kicked her boyfriend out of the apartment several days before her death, but she believes that Amber had another man in her life shortly before her death. He may have just been a friend, Karen isn't sure. But the question about what he knows about Amber's death is creeping into her thoughts.
I don't think she was out by herself, to be honest. I think the gentleman that was in the apartment was with her, and they had been arguing. And I think that somewhere along that route from the convenience store on, they had gotten into it. I know he had been arguing with her earlier. She had just had surgery on her knee, so that made a bad situation worse, and she wasn't getting around as good as she was after some therapy.
Karen says she and the rest of her family just want answers. They're exhausted and they want to end this chapter in their lives. They want to stop the questions running through their minds, the what-ifs. They're tired of being nice, and they just want to be able to move on and remember Amber.
The opportunity for it to have been an accident has passed. We've asked 100 times, turn yourself in. I've put it on Facebook, and I keep putting it on there, and I say I will not stop until somebody comes in for this. I wish he would turn himself in so that we could know what happened. It'd be good to know that and not have to imagine stories like I'm building now. Amber did not cause her own death. That's obvious. But Amber was not out there alone, and everybody should know that. She was not out there alone.
They realize that it's going to take someone willing to come forward or someone's guilty conscience before they have the answers they desire. But Karen says she refuses to give up and refuses to allow her sister Amber to be forgotten.
They may not ever turn themselves in. As time passes, your opportunity to catch this person slims down. And we miss her. She was loved beyond more than she knew and more than anyone else knew. Not knowing is the hardest part of anything.
Karen and her family, as well as the Kansas City Police Department, know that someone out there holds the key to solving Amber's death. Closing this case is as easy as calling the tips hotline and telling police what you know. Again, police say someone driving a black Chevy Silverado hit Amber Fellows September 9th, 2018. The tips hotline is 816-474-TIPS. You can also email your tip to kccrimestoppers.com or send your tip through the Crime Stoppers app. You can download it at p3tips.com.
Crime Stoppers, how may I help you?
You can find other episodes of Crime Files on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher, as well as fox4kc.com. Just search Crime Files. For Fox 4 Crime Files, I'm Kara Small. 10-4.